This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, October 24. Access. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we now have been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. If you could gain access to any place in the world, where would you go? Maybe you'd want a backstage pass at a concert or a Broadway production, a behind-the-scenes tour of the government building, or a private showing of artifacts from the tombs of ancient Egypt. Romans 5 reminds us that we now have access not simply to some earthly adventures, but to the very grace of God. This amazing access is more valuable than anything the world can offer. Did you notice what the writer, Paul, says about the timing of this access? This is not a promise that someday we'll have admission to God's grace and peace in the future. No, this is a reality for us now. We now stand in God's grace, and we have peace with God. So our lives should be vastly different than if we did not have this access. How is this access displayed in our everyday lives? We have optimism in the hope of the glory of God. We know that the purpose for which God created us will ultimately be realized. We also know that transformation is taking place as suffering produces perseverance, character, and hope. Further, we have the assurance of God's love, which He pours out into our hearts by His Holy Spirit. We are truly blessed to have this access to God. Pray with me. Forgive us, Lord, when we lose sight of how much You've changed our lives. Enable us to appreciate the access we have to Your grace, so amazingly given to us through Jesus. In His name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.